need. And good to see y'all, all y'all that are here. If there would be one, just for a moment, would like to stand up, or two, or ten, and just give a word of gratitude or thanksgiving, that'd be a blessing. Anybody at all would like to stand up and say, thank you, Lord. Brother Jim?
I'm so thankful for my salvation, that God's love extends even to someone like myself. Thank you for church and worship. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ for all that's an encouragement to me. The Lord has blessed me far more than I deserve, and I'm very thankful.
Amen. Brother Jimmy?
I'm thankful for being able to become part of this church and develop good friendships with everybody, and things go positive. My life really changed. I've just been in contact with my family. And I'm just thankful for all that.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Ron?
I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for 36 years of living with my wife. And I thank some friends that put up with me all winter down here. And thank you very much for this church.
Amen. We're glad to have you. Anybody else? Yes, sir, Brother John.
Thank the Lord for the hope of the resurrection and everlasting life.
Amen. Anybody else while they're coming in? Yes, sir, Brother. Amen. Didn't have enough deep, but they made sure you had piano lessons. Thank you for using your talent for the Lord. Anybody else? Yes, Sister Barbara. Anybody else want to say a word of thanks to the Lord, what He's done for you? All right. Psalms chapter number 103 this evening. Please be in prayer for all those that are traveling. We've got quite a few that's that headed out of town this evening, and some even yesterday. And pray the Lord will keep them safe. And as we look into Psalms 103 tonight, perhaps as we look at this, it may be some of these thoughts of exhortation might be a blessing to you. You know, some of you might be passing through a great trial tonight, whether it's internal, external, family, friends, financial. Some of you may be brokenhearted because this is the first Thanksgiving you'll spend without somebody close to you. And so during these times, it's not always cheerful for everybody. But God's always, always able to carry us through those difficult times. You know, when we experience great loss, sometimes, you know, during the year, We may have been betrayed by people that we've trusted this year. And I'm sure that was the case in David's life. I'm sure, I believe, and I'm not positive on this, but I believe when David wrote this psalm, I believe it was, he was probably a little older. He probably got a little older in life, and he was aware of sin's seriousness. And he understood the value of pardon. And a lot of folks don't understand the value of pardon, you know, when you've been forgiven. And so I believe when David wrote this, he had probably matured a little bit, and he understand there was great consequences. I don't know about you, but a couple of years here, I'll be hitting the 50 mark, and I know that when I look back at my early 20s and mid-20s and even 30s, I didn't have a good understanding of and maturity as a man of what sin really was and what it did to me and did to others. You know, sin's not a thing that is just, what do they call it, yourself. It affects others. And as I've gotten older, I've understood more. And I think, and this is the case in David, he's aware of the seriousness of sin, and he's aware of the value of the pardon. And so in verse 1, you find there that David, he kind of stirs himself up to give praise to God. Look what it says in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. You know, we sometimes we just got to have that little time alone with God, that little communion alone with God. You know, the beginning of a self-examination within self. It's so easy sometimes to look out at others and the difficulties that they're having, and even the sinful situations they may be in. You know, that we have to pause a moment and say, Lord, You said in the book of James, if we break one part of the law, we've offended in all. And we need to examine ourselves. You know, sometimes our own praise is not like it should be. And David just kind of stirs himself up, looks within himself, and, you know, maybe he was distressed over his lack of thankfulness. Have you thought about this week or this month, you know, about... Are we really thankful? I don't know if you've noticed on the north side of the sign out there is a saying that there's someone, somewhere, that's happy with a whole lot less than you got. Sometimes we're not thankful like we should be. Today, yesterday or today, there was a little something, a quote by Laura Ingalls Wilder. You know, the star that played on Little House on the Prairie about being thankful for just the common things. Sometimes if we're not overwhelmed with the blessings of life, we're not just thankful, you know, for just the common daily things that come our way. You know, we need to pause for a minute. I think David was a little bit troubled that he'd come to a point in his life that he realized he was not as thankful as he should be. And I think he's saying, you know, looking within and saying, what is wrong with me that I would not show or be slow to be thankful? Be careful that you're thankful. Not just at Thanksgiving, not just in November. Dear friend, like January is coming around, we'll start a new year. We're right on the brink of 2017. I purpose in your heart from the very first second of 2017, I am going to be way more thankful in 2017 than I was in 2016. Make on purpose, because listen, sometimes I think we forget about just how blessed we have been and how blessed we are. Well, what is the reason for our lack of attitude for gratitude? It's a catching thing too, dear friend. If you are not grateful, those that you are around and those that you spend time around, you influence them in the same manner. And if you are grateful, guess what you do? You influence them to be better. That's what the Bible talks about, iron sharpening iron. And so when I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for the things and blessings I have, I help others to come along that same track. Look at verse 2. David said here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Forget not all His benefits. You know, the Bible calls us to be thankful and ask us and tells us to be thankful. Flip your Bible back a few pages in Psalms chapter number 92. Psalms chapter number 92. And verse number 1. Psalms 92 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Go to 1 Thessalonians. Keep your place there in Psalms too, because we'll be right back there at Psalms 103. Psalms 103, I'm telling you, is a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving psalm. But let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 18. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything. And, you know, David said here, forget not all His benefits. The Bible calls us to be thankful. Matter of fact, A.W. Tozer said this in a quote in his book. He said, "Thanksgiving has a great curative power." Kind of takes your mind off of the things, the depression that sickness may bring. It lifts you up. A merry heart does well, the Bible says in Proverbs. And so it's good to be thankful and to be obedient to the Bible. And it says, in all things, be thankful. You know, it's hard sometimes to find thanksgiving in the midst of trouble. I'm just saying, we're human. Matter of fact, back in Psalms, in verse 14, 103 of chapter 14, David reminds us, "For He knoweth our frame and remembereth that we are dust." I'm not saying walk around like some cuckoo bird, you're sick with pneumonia and flu and disease taking over your body, whatever. Maybe you got, you get in a car accident, you break your leg or you're in a body cast, and you just all, a little loopy. I'm not talking about that. But in the midst of whatever you happen to be in, there is something you can be thankful for. Like, for instance, if you are in a body cast and you're not paralyzed from head to toe, when you get out, "Lord, thank you that I'm going to be able to walk when this is over." Don't have the mully grubs about everything. I mean, nobody here desires to have a toothache. I don't know about you. Toothaches are painful. I mean, painful. And you know, in the midst of the toothache and the pain, find something that you can be thankful for in that situation. You know, whatever it might be that you're grateful for. If you're going to be going to see a dentist, the dentist is going to take care of the pain, give you something, fill the cavity, whatever. Thank God that we're not living back in time when there was no dentist. You could be walking around, with a toothache forever, having to pull it yourself. There's some things. Just find ways to remember all the benefits that the Lord has blessed us with. You know, when your feet hurt, thank God you got feet. You couldn't be without feet. When the bank account is low, thank God for the nickel you do have. You could have a penny. You just got to look and see and find the benefits there. And then David just kind of looks within himself. He stirs himself up and he states it. "I need to be thankful." And he says, "Oh, my soul, Forget not all his benefits. You know, a thankful heart can bring peace to mind. It just brings peace of mind. I tell you this, we need to be very careful that we're grateful for our salvation often. Not just once or twice a year, because sometimes I think we just get all cozy with the fact that we're going to spend eternity in heaven, while there's others that's going to spend eternity in hell. And when we remind ourselves of our salvation, it should also have a twofold thing there that reminds us that those without Christ is going to spend eternity in hell. You know, heaven's a real wonderful place, sweet place. Wonderful, made by the hand of God, the power of God, and he's been preparing a place for us. But dear friend, just like he prepared heaven, the Bible says he prepared hell for the devil and his angels. And hell hath enlarged itself, says in Isaiah chapter 5, because there is those that just refuse to accept Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So when we think about our salvation, be mindful of those who do not know Christ as their Savior. And spend time, you know, being the best witness you can. Being thankful, dear friend, brings a positive and praising person out of yourself. You know, it makes you positive. And I don't know about you, but you know, it's difficult for me if I'm going through a situation and I get around other Christians that are just down and out, just negative. You know what I do? I just get negative right along with them. We need to lift one another up. I mean, in the midst of whatever they're going to be positive. You know, and I tell you what has helped me. When I am thankful and I'm continually thankful for the things I have, it helps me to be content. When I am thankful for what God has blessed me with, it helps me to be content. You know, whenever I find myself not being content, I say, uh-oh. Why am I not? What's going on here? Am I not being thankful here or thankful there? And I do a checkup. Stop for a moment. I'm thankful, and it helps me to experience that contentment that I should enjoy, because contentment is something that helps us keep our eyes focused on things above. When I am content, I'm saying to God, God, I am happy with what you've given me. When I'm discontented, or even if that's a word, if I'm not content, what I'm saying to God basically is, God, I'm just not happy with what you've given me. The portion's not right. Oh, he's the judge of all the earth, and he'll do right. He'll do right. And then verses 3 through 5 here in this chapter, David begins to count his blessings. So he stirs within himself in verse 1 that he'd be thankful, he'd bless the Lord. And then verse 2, he reminds himself that he needs to be thankful. Then verse 3, listen what he says, verse 3, 4, 5. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? That's something to be thankful for, isn't it? Who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. I don't know about you, boy, if I was left alone where I was headed, oh Lord, destruction. That's the least of what, I was headed into a terrible state, but the Lord redeemed me and he brought me out of that destruction. The rest of that verse says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So David begins to count his blessings. And during this time, I understand that some of you may be going through a difficult time this Thanksgiving. Loss of job, loss of loved one, loss of friends, and that things of that nature there. And it's hard. It is hard sometimes in those things. But listen, dear friends, start counting your blessings, especially if you know they're saved. Where they're at with the Lord Jesus Christ, we miss them. There's no doubt. We miss them. But they're in such a better place. Such a blessing. No, they're there with the Lord in His hand, in His care, and His and there, and no more pain, no more suffering. You know, though our hearts be broken, we can count our blessings, knowing that our God is true with all of His promises. And one day the trump of God's going to sound, just like the Bible says, and we're going to be caught up to spend eternity with them forever with the Lord. During this season, I know it's difficult sometimes to count those blessings, but go and read and study and look up verses of thanksgiving and see what God, how God can put an ointment on your life and help you through those difficult times. Look at verse 6. The rest of this chapter, David just continually counts his best blessings there. Verse 6, the Bible says, "The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath dealt with us after our sins." He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. For as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. That's one thing to be thankful for, that God hadn't dealt with us according to our sins. I'm to be honest, there were some times that I know that if I'd have been God and I'd have been looking down over Lane Stockton and the shame I brought upon His name at those times, I'd have brought him on home. God was merciful. God accepted the repentance that I showed, and He took those iniquities, those sins, and He's placed them far away as the east is from the west. That's the God of mercy we serve. That's the God of mercy that we serve. Verse 13, it says, "Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame and remembereth that we are our dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep His commandment, and to those that remember His commandments to do them." Continue to count those blessings. David stirred within himself and said, "Listen, my soul, I need to bless the holy name of the Lord," in verse 1. And verse 2, David states that he needs to be thankful for all his benefits and whatever they are. Great or small, little or large, you know, whatever the amount they are, God does best, and be thankful for all His benefits. And then David begins to count each and every blessing that's in his life. And this is what I noticed at the end of the chapter. At the end of the chapter, the last three verses, when I'm thankful and I count my blessings, then David began to try to encourage others. He called upon others to join him in thanksgiving. Look at verse number 20. "Bless the Lord, ye angels." Man, he got so excited that he began to try to get the angels to sing. The angels up there singing, worthy. They got a song. And David's up there, he's so excited. And he said, "Bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength and do His commandments and hearken unto the voice of His word." And he doesn't stop there. He says, "Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His, that do His pleasure." He encourages everybody there. Verse 22, "Bless the Lord, all His works and all the places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." When you start counting your blessings, you become encouragement to others. And you try to encourage others along to start blessing the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is worthy. I guarantee you this. If you've got the mullet grubs about your life, dear friend, you are not fixing to encourage anybody to bless God. You're just not. David came to a point in his life in this chapter, and he realized, man, I have sinned and messed up. But the great God of heaven has pardoned me. And he wanted others in his kingdom, others that are underneath him, and he wanted those even above, and the angels above. He said, listen, bless the Lord. Why? Because he became thankful. You know, if we want to make a difference in somebody's attitude, you want to encourage them, you've got to be encouraging. You've got to be thankful. So this evening, as we close out tonight, we're going to go home. Some of you will probably spend all night long thinking about what you're going to cook tomorrow. Won't be able to sleep good. Won't be able to rest. Think about family. Think about friends that are not here, not able to join. Different. In the midst of all that they're pondering, pause for a little bit and be still and know that he's God. And this Thanksgiving season, find time to be thankful and make it a habit to be thankful. Father, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity to meet in your house once again. Lord, there's those that are traveling, going out of town, going to visit with friends and family. God, tomorrow as they sit down at the table and look across at each other, friends and families, may, Lord, in the back of their mind, may they get off to the side, maybe even before they gather at the table, may they find a soft spot, a lone, a quiet place, and just show you how thankful they really are. All of us, Lord, let us bless thy name. And Lord, throughout the day, be an encouragement to others. Lord, we know that it will be hard on some and difficult during that time, but as we that are friends and family and loved ones, help us to be grateful and thankful around them that we may encourage them during this season. And as we grow and go through this season, Lord, I ask you to help us to make it a purpose in our heart to be grateful and have an attitude of gratitude all along during the week, during the months to come, during the year to come, Lord, that we might be a happy and cheerful people around those, knowing that we're on our way to heaven because of what you've done for us. And Lord, maybe the joy that's within our heart and our life encourage some lost sinner to come along and to ask questions and to have a testimony of salvation in front of them, of joy and not murmuring, complaining, may do something in their heart to let them see they're lacking and missing something in this life, and their life is hollow and shallow. God, they need Jesus. And we that have him as our Savior, help us to always, always be thankful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be safe tonight as you go home. In